Good morning, Matt. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to see you here. I usually see you over at the basketball games here at the high school, but having you in this morning because coming up very, very soon is going to be a community celebration for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and this is something I kind of look forward to every year.
Me too.
And I was going to have you tell us about the day's events. It gets started in the morning, doesn't it?
Yes, actually, Matt is going to start at 9:30 a.m. with the prayer breakfast with the Presbyterian Church, First Presbyterian Church. Michael Moore is spearheading that and is super excited. He's organizing and putting that together. More details to come with location. And we'll move on to the Mexico United Methodist Church for our march gathering at about 11:30. And we'll march on. The weather's supposed to be fairly good, no rain. On Monday, the 17th, and we'll march on over to the courthouse for our 12 noon service there.
Now, tell us who the keynote speaker is going to be, because I know this is something that we look forward to every year as well. Who's coming in this time?
Well, I'm always excited to announce our keynote speaker, and I'm very excited about Bishop Sylvester Williams Sr. being our speaker this morning. He's out of St. Louis, Missouri. I know him very well and personally. He's currently our pastor at St. Paul Simi Church and an awesome speaker, very encouraging and uplifting to the listeners. So I'm looking forward to that.
Very nice. We're going to have a little bit of music going on there as well, and I think that's going to be provided by the Mexico High School.
That's right. Julie Pappas is leading the Mexico Senior High Choir with our music for the morning or the afternoon, should I say, at the noonday service. Always an amazing performance, so I'm looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that as well.
This is always an exciting time. My favorite is the march over to the courthouse. I mean, it feels great doing that. Dress warm, I think, are a couple of tips that we may want to put out there. And if you want to wear your mask, by all means,
yes,
put your mask on.
Yes, just, you know, take a protocol for the environment that we will have several folks in the rotunda, for one. And wear your mask. You know, if you're not speaking, wear your mask. You know, let's just keep it safe. So, and I do look forward to that march. A lot of times, so there's a lot of young folks in there, and thankfully, there's a lot of young folks that will possibly carry the tradition on. So
it's
that's
been
exciting.
A long tradition. I don't know how long it's been going on in Mexico, but do you know?
This is our 36th. Year.
Wow, that is amazing.
And Joanne Thomas, Rita Jackson, Herman Tolston, Marge Gant, those folks started this out, got it off the ground, and we went 1 year without the celebration. It just seemed like such a void, and I was determined. We gathered up five or six of us and said, we're going to make this happen. So
very awesome. There is going to be an event right before the community celebration, and that's going to be a girls' volleyball game, and it's going to be a fundraiser for a scholarship. Tell us about that, if you will.
Okay, so we do sponsor two students, two high school seniors, graduating seniors with a scholarship in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. So the fundraiser that we're going to have is a high school girls volleyball tournament on January the 15th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Gary Filbert Gymnasium. The high school said, by all means, come on in. We've got the equipment. We'll make it happen. And that was awesome to hear. This is a very worthy cause. And so we're looking forward to January 15th for that volleyball tournament. And we still have slots open for teams. Contact me. I've put out a couple of things on the Facebook Mexico High School page, as well as my personal Facebook page, Jay Jackson. So look me up. Number 573-253-7257. Give me a call.
All right. That sounds outstanding. Let's put you on the spot for a minute. Who's your favorite Mexico Bulldogs boys basketball player?
You are putting me on the spot, because that's about 25 of them.
Oh, right, right.
Yes, I applaud each and every one. The girls, the guys, the coaches, it's just a team effort, and I want to be a part of that team. I'm up there yelling, and I got my Facebook Live going for the out-of-towner folks. I absolutely love the football, basketball, volleyball. I just enjoy watching the sports and being there for the kids.
You're a super fan, and we certainly appreciate all you do for promoting Mexico basketball, and certainly appreciate you helping organize this community celebration to remember Dr. Martin Luther King on his birthday.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in early this morning to the station, and we'll see you again soon.
Matt, thank you for having me.